welcome to my audio podcast. This is Amando Nevels, and this audio podcast is going to be about eating more healthy to help boost creative money-making ideas. Now, I wanted to begin with helping people understand that when you do decide to eat healthy, more healthy as far as brain-boosting foods that have a lot of antioxidants that help the oxygen get to the head, like strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, Sazandra berries, goji berries. When we eat more of these things, it helps boost brain power, more of clarity, more focus, helps drive. It helps us to achieve our goals. If we do want to achieve our goals, if we do want to help boost our creativity, to help inspire us to make more money, and to also make more money to eat more healthy, to have the money to eat more healthy is very beneficial. It's not just, oh, I want to eat healthy just to eat healthy. I mean, we would want to eat healthy for certain reasons. One of those reasons is to help us boost our creativity that sparked that idea in our head, our idea in our mind. When we do decide to eat these foods and eat less of the processed foods and eat less of the processed sugars and more of the natural sugars like bananas, like strawberries, like all the different berries, like apples, all these different things, these natural sugars, then it definitely can boost our ideas, and our thoughts are more innovative, our ideas are more innovative. When we write things down, when we repeat things over and over, when we get familiar with things, it helps boost our memory. Eating healthy for brain power, eating healthy for vitalization, more blood flow, circulation, balance. When we think about this, when we really want to implement it into our lives, to really consider it, to take action, when we want to just take action, not just think about it, not just keep the idea in our head, but I want everyone listening to this to please consider taking action. Right now, writing this down, listening to this, really visualizing, going to Whole Foods or going to your local food market and at least getting, if you're not already, and if you are, more foods, more healthy things, not just one healthy meal a day, or not just, you want to do what you can do and what is affordable, but if you can't afford it, to implement it as much as you can for the positive to outweigh the negative, so it can help drive you to more financial freedom, more vitalization, more jing, more essence. When we look things up, when we decide strongly with conviction and determination and being earnest that we do want to change, that we do want to pick ourselves up, and if we are having a hard time, then talk to someone, talk to a loved one, talk to a friend, make a smoothie, a juice, things that can help pick you up and can help boost you on your job, to help keep you radiant while you're working. And when we pick our energy up, when we pick our frequency up, then we can have more energy to deal with some of the negative energy on a job, some of the draining energy on the job. Someone on the job that could be very much nagging, that's really, really driving us to just want to go to sleep or just not be there. When we pick our frequency up, when we pick our radiance up, it very much helps us to go throughout the day, to have more inner thoughts as far as how can I make more money? How can I have more financial freedom? How can I make more of a positive atmosphere on my job? How can I mean, even buying fruits, buying smoothies, buying juices, going to Jamba Juice, or even buying it from your employees, or even being that team player, these type of things can create more positive in your workplace, more positivity in your atmosphere. And even writing notes while you're at work, when you have time, maybe on your break, on what can I do to improve my company, or what can I do to make money on the side. When we do take action and we actually implement that body-mind connection, then we have more drive. Even if you feel good already, try it and see how you feel. Even if you feel good, maybe you can feel even better. I know that's worked for me. I mean, even though I feel pretty good. I don't feel that tired. But just drinking that smoothie anyway, substituting some of those processed foods and cravings, maybe not all of it, but substitute some and see how I feel. Experiment with it. Because I'll tell you this, a fruit and vegetables, it's never hurt anybody. It hasn't hurt me. Only thing I experienced is a detox. So that's it for this podcast on eating more healthy to help boost creative money-making ideas. Talk to you later.